Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
As always, rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. What happened to your microphone?
I just realized it was like about ready to fall off. It was screwed on. The top little holder screwed on this little table stand. And I just realized, I'm like, it was just spinning around free. I'm like, why is this thing almost, I don't know.
Well, and you did fix that. So on our microphones, we have these little wind protector thingies. And yes. I don't know if it's like a weird thing that I've developed over the years, because we didn't really use this style of microphone when we were in radio. These have just been since we started Parkville and our company. And I have this weird thing now that if that little poofy thing is crooked and I can see like a part of the silver microphone, it's like that. It's like somebody walking around with a wet, saggy sock on, and it drives me absolutely crazy. Absolutely.
Thank you. See, I'm not the only person that has these little ticks. There's somebody, not going to name names, but their podcast, I keep seeing their microphone has the name of the microphone on the side, and the microphone is upside down.
Yeah. It's the little things.
It's upside down. And I'm like, how can you not fix that? And how is it like that every time?
AI can only fix so much.
But that's all I see, and I don't hear a word.
Yeah,
just being said.
Because you just hyper focus on that.
Because every once in a while, I'll be talking to somebody, and I notice my.
It's like, pull your pants up.
It feels like. God, I can see my butt crack.
Okay, I can see the butt crack. Yeah,
here we go. Okay,
I can see your mic butt crack.
But then, if you fix it wrong, then the mic looks crooked. There we go. All right. Anywho, so back to the show. And Centris appreciates that lead in. Centris Federal Credit Union. So if you don't want your butt to show, get a new car. How about that?
Yeah, do that.
They have auto loans. They can help you if you're wanting to get your first car, upgrade, just looking for a new ride. Does not matter. They want to help get you into the driver's seat. They were voted best in Omaha for auto financing. That's a big deal.
That's huge. Yeah.
Right? You can trust them. They will help you all the way through the auto buying journey, and actually call them first before you find the car that you want, because they could help get your numbers straight so you know exactly what you're looking for and you don't get disappointed, or you don't maybe underbet yourself. Like, well, I could have bought more car. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So give them a call. Stop by the website, federally insured in CUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
Oh, very good. All right. There's still some individuals out there that think it's cool to loot in Elkhorn.
Even criminals have like Twitter and they have stuff like that. Like, you would think that at some point they would realize that the National Guard, who somebody's out there protecting it, people are on the lookout for stuff. Mm-hmm. Why would they even risk it?
I'm guessing, looking at these two, their mugshots, neither one has social media. I'm just going to guess.
Okay. It's probably fair to say.
We're not going to show you pictures obviously today, because we're not doing video today, but I will say that John and Crystal were not heavy on Insta. Okay.
They're not influencers.
Nah. But Omaha Scanner threw the story out there, and they had these two people. They said that according to the sheriff's office, both were in an area they should not be, with no good reason to be there. That is the quote. John, already on diversion for a previous theft, arrested by the state patrol, there was controlled substance and et cetera, et cetera. And he was released on pretrial. So he was already in trouble. And then they decided to go play around in other people's goods. Crystal is a felon with an extensive history of forgery, theft, fraud. State patrol had arrested her before for possession of controlled substance and is still in jail now too. So both of them now have been arrested again and in jail, but they were just, again, I love that, with no good reason to be there.
I mean, it's the truth.
It just makes me crazy. There's absolutely no reason for this stuff. And I don't understand the looting thing, but when we were talking last week with Heath Mello, the chamber, and he said that he talked to the mayor and, you know, the police department can't afford to leave a patrol. And that's why they brought in the guard to help with that. Yeah, so.
I know. And that's awesome. That's a huge flex. And that should be enough to deter these dirt bags. Mm-hmm. But I guess if you have that mentality, it doesn't matter.
You're going to find it one way or another. You're going to find a way to get in. So let's see here. Did you have anything going on?
You seen that new video floating around? And maybe it was just new to me, but it was the dashboard camera of a car that was in the parking lot for that factory down in Lincoln that was hit by that is unbelievable.
So the car was parked in the parking lot. And for whatever reason, maybe it must be a motion detector.
I think it was. Beth and I were talking about that last night, and her and some of her coworkers were talking about it, and they have one that is a motion detection. So that's what they're thinking it probably was.
So just sitting there, and then all of a sudden this factory got hit by the tornado, and it literally disappeared.
I mean, crazy. It was just gone.
All the cars in the parking lot just hopping around like crazy.
Windows pop exploding everywhere. I was surprised the windshield didn't explode in the car that had the dash cam.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, and what was, again, back to your whole don't ever trust anybody with anything. Last night we're watching just sections of the news just while it's on, and they showed a screenshot of that video. And we're like, oh, they're going to play it. They're going to play it. And they never ended up playing it. And they didn't say it, but they played it in a group of videos that was from Oklahoma and Texas tornadoes. But they didn't mention it was from the tornado that went through Waverly. Yeah. So we were like, that's kind of weird that they would, but they did. They played a screenshot, had a screenshot and played like 5 seconds of it and then went on to
not even know it. Nobody noticed. Hey, that section's from Lincoln. Going to say.
Yep.
Again, well, there you go. Just prove me right. Prove me right. Yep. Hey. Sorry about that. Teddy's mad about that too.
He's pissed off too.
Teddy's got words.
Yeah. Teddy's like, hold my bone. I'm going to go after him.
Wait 1 second. Who did what? I'll go get him. Oh my God. All right. Another story. Okay. This will make everybody, I swear to God, you're ready to feel old. I saw this and then I saw a follow-up to it. So I'm glad I forgot to talk about it yesterday. MTV turns 43 this year.
Shut up. So how old am I?
1981 was when it came out. Was when it came out. And I love, somebody posted the meme and it just says, and it has the MTV logo. MTV turns 43 this year. Thanks for 14 years of music.
That's a great line. A great line.
So first announcers on MTV, just to throw it back for you. I know some people have a few names in their head. Nina Blackwood.
Yeah.
Was the lead probably. She's actually a music journalist, was the first of the original five.
Okay.
Mark Goodman, J.J. Jackson, Alan Hunter. I have no memory of Alan Hunter and Martha Quinn.
Martha Quinn, I do. Other one, I don't.
And Nina Blackwood are the only two I knew that I recalled. But the name that everybody equates with MTV is Kurt Loder. And Kurt Loder,
stop.
Kurt Loder started in 1987. Like,
I remember them.
You do not stop it. Kurt Loder, the reason why his name popped up is because, okay, first he didn't start there until 87. He was at their new news program. They started doing the music news or the week in rock.
Yeah.
That's when that started. So his birthday was last week. He turned 79.
And he looks What? He looks good. I saw him just a few years ago and he looked good then. I don't know, maybe.
He looks 79. He doesn't look bad by any means, but he doesn't look like you remember him exactly. Like I had a hard time seeing the same Kurt Loder that I remember from TV. So, but it was him. He's 79 this last week.
Okay, then I guess it's been longer than a few years ago, cuz last time I don't remember maybe it was a documentary, but I recently did see him, but it might have been from 10 years ago, a video from 10 years ago.
Okay.
He looked decent.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the guy that you remember from MTV, right?
Ish. Adjacent.
Okay. But I get a kick out of some of these comments too, cuz I feel some of these comments. One of them said, I didn't have MTV because we lived in the country and there was no cable at that time.
I was just thinking that exact same sentence.
They were just bringing cable to town about the time MTV hit. Cause I remember there was like this influx of the cable guys moved to town, and they were these young guys that the high school girls, and I think it might even been before that, but I don't know that it took time to do it, but I remember they were probably in their 20s, early 30s, you know, somewhere in there, these guys that came to town. And yeah, there was, I'm not talking the high school girls weren't the ones that were looking. There was some of the ladies in town that
were. Yeah. the ladies.
That were all of a sudden showing up at the local pub when the guys were the cable guys. Yes. And then there was plenty of laying cable jokes that went around.
I'm sure. Yeah.
And there were guys that weren't licensed or even worked for a cable company. And they're like still laying cable. So you got a truck full of tools pulling up to both figuratively and literally tools and pulling up to the bar, pretending they're tools. A cable guy.
Tools. Seeing another one said something. Let's see. Where was another one? Said, silly me. I thought at midnight on August 1st, 2011, there would actually be a big to do about their 30th anniversary. I literally was awake. I had the TV on and then nothing. I don't even know what MTV stands for anymore. And another one, which made a really good point there. They were the beginning of the end of good television because they actually started reality TV.
Or they were the beginning of great television. They weren't the beginning of the end of good television. They were the beginning of great television.
At the very reality. Beginning. But yeah. They brought. Nah, I disagree. Because they did. They ruined imagination. It was like all of a sudden everything was reality television as opposed to those great, like you look at some of the great sitcoms and some of the great writing that was done in the 70s, 80s, even into the 90s. And then the deterioration started in the 2000s. As far as scripted shows, we have Squat.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing That's to look true. Back on that was worth a shit. And it really all turned into The Bachelor to, you know, everything
we
else.
We wouldn't have Bravo. We wouldn't have Bravo today if it wasn't for MTV. I know that's a sad day. That would be a sad day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's crazy. And then speaking to, I saw something about, there was a mention of Patty Stanger in one of the podcasts. I can't remember, but anyway, Patty Stanger she was the millionaire matchmaker. She was the one who came up with and developed the idea for The Bachelor at the very beginning, because it was a spinoff of her Mixers. And she wanted to develop that with ABC.
Was that on Melissa Rivers' podcast? Probably.
I don't know.
She was just a guest. I just like know
Patty Stanger was talked about. It was a clip I saw.
Oh, gotcha.
And so it just reminded me that she, and I don't know, she may have talked about this on the podcast, but she actually started, she came up with the idea with a friend of hers. They pitched it to ABC and her agent at the time wanted more money. And she was like, no, just take the money. Cause if this takes off, we're going to be rolling in it. And the agent said, no, they're offering way too low. They're offering way too low. So they said, we're going to have to pass. And then a few years later, it came back. She's not mad. She wasn't given credit, but she's been given other opportunities, obviously Millionaire Matchmaker being one of them. Mm-hmm. But it was, and rolling from that. And now she's getting back in the game again with What's His Bucket. But, I just thought it was kind of interesting that she, in the late 90s, early 2000s, I guess, is when she would have been doing the Millionaire Matchmaker, right? And then she came up with The Mixer. There should be a TV show just about The Mixer. And then just having a guy meeting all these women. That would be the whole show. Because right now she was doing she had the intro and then they had, the mixer and then they had the multiple dates and they had all the stuff. She had all the same elements in place.
Oh man, yeah. I'm sure I'm glad that she doesn't regret, doesn't
she
look
wasn't
back
mad
on it.
About it. Yeah.
I mean, I find it hard. I would be mad about it, or I'd be like thinking about it constantly. And that's why I just say yes to everything now. Because I never want to be really hard.
From then on. I develop Matchmaker, I develop a Bachelor, yep. I develop Bachelor. Hi, my name is Patty. I develop Bachelor Stanger.
Yes, it was my idea, Stanger.
My idea. But I thought that was kind of interesting. So completely off base. But I just loved all the comments on here, because a lot of people are just like, just the same way. They're, what the hell happened? What even happened? And it turned into just, it was great few years, and then it was just absolute crap, because all people wanted was the music.
Yeah.
That was all they wanted.
I know. But I know.
Anywho, and I forgot to mention this yesterday. Kentucky Derby was this last weekend.
Heck of a finish, I saw.
What's that?
Heck of a finish, I saw.
It was amazing. Yeah, the three horse by a nose finish, a little bumping. It was really exciting. Big field, like 20 horses. It was just really good. Great turnout. Did you see the Danny Lynn and her dad?
I didn't see that. Huh?
Why can't I say his name?
Something Lynn, probably.
No. Remember, oh God, why is the name just popped? The name just went away from me completely, because I had something else totally I wanted to talk about, and her name just popped in my head. Danny Lynn is 17 years old now. Her mother died a few years ago. Remember, oh my God, why can't I say her name? People are screaming right now at me. You know,
should I know it?
You should know it.
Is it like in the
You should know it. You should know it. Oh my God.
And it was her mom that died?
Yes. Oh my God.
Anna Nicole Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't act like you don't act.
Oh, but I'm like, I had no context. like I had no context. Like Danny Lynn, I'm because Danny Lynn to me, I thought it was like some horse lady. And then the singer that had the eagle tied to the back of the truck came into my head. What was her name?
I don't even know who that Danny Lynn is. When I'm talking about the Kentucky Derby every year, Danny Lynn's dad, what's his name? Oh, go ahead and say it like you know it. Go ahead.
Hold
like
on.
You mean so and so? Okay.
Larry. Go ahead. Larry something. It is Larry. Because they met
Burkhead.
Larry Burkhead. No relation to Rex, I don't think.
Holy crap. Spelled different, I think, isn't it? Maybe not.
How many ways you can spell Burkhead?
I don't know. But anyway, she looks so much like her mom.
I have seen pictures of her recently, and she does look a lot like her mom.
That was exhausting. Hold on. Whew. Okay. Yeah, anyway, sorry I got off on that. She popped in my head because I remember seeing a picture of her. Anyway, the reason why I wanted to mention it was because Winona sang the national anthem. Did you hear that?
No, I did not.
Holy crap. So her husband, Cactus Mosier, came out with her with a snare drum.
Broom, broom. Oh. Goosebumps just hearing about it.
Oh my God. Find it. Listen to
okay,
it.
Okay. I will.
There is a video that's out there of her rehearsing inside. Like when she went to sing, she walks outside. She's in the infield.
Okay.
They walk out of that area there to go out to the balcony and then sing to the whole grandstand. Right. So there's video of her rehearsing. I think Cactus probably took it, and she was inside rehearsing, going through it. Amazing listening to her rehearse. And then when she got out there, it was just so good. It was so good. Well, she looks so good. They said she's lost almost 60 pounds. I don't know what she's doing, but she had this really cool white jacket with a black derby hat, which was so appropriate for her.
Maybe Barbara Streisand should tweet her and ask her how she lost the weight.
Ozempic, Winona. Yeah. Yeah.
Was it Ozempic? Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Anyway, I totally forgot to mention that yesterday, but I thought it was fantastic. The Derby Queen, yeah, as she was. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
And last night too, on The Voice, Brian Olsen from Lincoln sang and did great, was the lead off singer of the episode. And I don't know how long voting works on The Voice, but voting as of right now is still open. I know it's through today. You have to download the app, and it's free, obviously. And
what's his name? Brian Wilson or Olsen?
Olsen. Brian Olsen.
There he is.
And he crushed it. It was fantastic. A lot of flames, a lot of yelling, a lot of screaming. John Legend was freaking out.
Queen. Out. He sang Queen.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah, it was really good. So vote him in.
Wow.
All 11 people that listen to our podcast, go vote.
Oh, this is the finals.
It's the live. This was the first night of the live. So I don't know how many more weeks it goes.
Kaylin, I had a little post on here, said Lincoln's Brian Olsen performs tonight on The Voice Finals. That was 19 hours ago.
I know for sure it wasn't the finals. It was just the first week of the live.
Okay, so they got that wrong. So once again, I'm proven right again.
Yeah.
Voting will be open until 7 a.m. Tuesday.
Oh. Okay, never mind. Okay.
Well,
if he makes it to the next round, then we'll have to do it again. So this is still a valid thing.
If you're listening, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
At 8:49.
At 8:49.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't whatever time it is. Anyway. Okay. All right. So okay. That's all I got.
Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully you walk away smarter. Make sure you rate, review.
Don't just walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, just walk away. Take it. All right, you guys have a great one. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Appreciate it. Talk to you later. Have a good day.
JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.